Blog Talk Radio.
Anyway, Mr. In the Groove, so
fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. Yes, I'm back another Thursday. I'm hype as ever. I'm doing my thing. I'm watching my Eagles go ham right now. Yes. Eagles versus the, whoever they playing. I don't even care because it doesn't matter because the Bird Gang is back. And of course I got my co-host. He ain't gonna say much, but might as well bring him in, let him introduce himself.
Yo, you know who it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yo, what's good, man? So flame, shadowy and see, man. What's going on, Crush?
What's goody? What's goody? What's goody?
Chilling, chilling, man. A lot going on. Been a real crazy week.
Yes. And do you want to discuss it, or are we going to leave it alone?
So what? About that? Nah, you might as well leave that alone. It is what it is.
You want to leave it alone? Okay. As long as you say leave it alone, hell, I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't going to talk about it. You don't even know. But, yeah, we in the building. It's been a crazy week. We got headlines on deck. We got mad crazy headlines on deck. So I'm going to just name some names. Miley Cyrus is in the headlines this week. Kendrick Lamar, well, everybody knows he's going to be in the headlines this week. Because if you don't know what Kendrick did, well, fuck is you doing? I really. But and we got my boy, the ruler of Ratchet, Stevie J in the headline. You won't believe what this nigga did this time. But all in all, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a classic show. But yes, we're in the building. And I will be debuting a new track. Well, if y'all y'all know me on Facebook. Y'all probably already heard the track, but I'm gonna play it for the first time on Next Blow tonight on the show. Yes, I'll be debuting it tonight. Yes. So, oh no, Flame, what you gotta say? I know you got something to say.
What did he say?
I know you got something to say.
Man, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm waiting for some more responses to pop up. I'm chilling, though, man.
You suck.
What you say?
Suck as a co-host.
Man, I'm chilling. You know, it's the beginning, man. It's going to get live in a minute once you start hitting these headlines and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I got opinions about that.
Well, very true. Very true. So, now, this is the thing about, y'all know me, and y'all know I hate when people are late. Y'all know this about me. I have slandered Flame's name so many times because of his impromptness. So,
it ain't my fault.
This person is no exception to the rule. It was supposed to be not just one co-host, it's supposed to be two. It's supposed to be three co-hosts tonight. It's supposed to be myself, Old Flame, and Lyrical Incision. Now, where's Lyrical at? I don't know. So, when he gets on his line, I'm going to be cussing him out. So, be ready for that. And I'm going to get in some callers right after we take this quick music break. And, you know what? I haven't played this in a minute. I definitely haven't. I don't think I haven't played it yet on the show. Shout out to my boy, Seuss Villano, and everything. He dropped his debut album and everything. Got some fire tracks on there. And I think this one is your favorite, Flame.
Oh, yeah, which one is that?
Piano, no shade, and we be right back for the show. Next up, Bluff, leg up.
No shade. Yo, waking up in my king's side, bed I'm all in between thighs, hair roll back in these king's eyes, they have reserved like green pie, jumping up in that shower, fresh, beat it up for like an hour, next, kicked up out the shower, next, her girl got it like flowers, yes, hopped out, dried off, the top's out, oh my god, the cops out, bye bye, law, cold shit, I'm Jack Frost, I've been a boss, you unemployed, your girl on my arm and joy, Pinocchio for no ho, no lie, she rocks, I'm real, boy, I said Pinocchio, no lie, I'm a real one. Damn, your boy's on fire, my new joint like Mariah, my old joint just got fired, I promise me no liar, and my main chick like Beyonce, my side chick like Ashanti, but I'm looking for Rihanna. They go both ways, and that headshot was just foreplay. That's your baby mama? Well, okay. She bout chips, well, I'm gon' play. And I ain't had to pay to hit that. Rita Olay, click, clack, bang, bang. Ice all in my damn chain. On Instagram, that's a pic of your chick wearing that same chain. Driving in my own lane with a couple dimes of ganja. Couple lines of Madonna. On my way to find Rihanna. I'm coming. On fire. My new joint like Mariah. My old joint just got fired. I promise me no liar. And my main chick like Beyonce. My side chick like Ashanti. But I'm looking for Rihanna. So tell me if you find and if you do. Please don't throw no shade, bro. Please don't throw no shade. Please don't throw no shade, bro. Please don't throw no shade. My main chick like Beyonce. My side chick like Ashanti. But I'm looking for Rihanna. I'm a D-boy, is it cause you want a D-boy, or is it cause you a D-coy, fraudulent, counterfeit, shit I don't know nothing about, got a pool full of hot chicks, would've thought we had your burnout, South Beach, Miami, something like I just want a Grammy, flipped up and said the L word, all cause I want a panty, you can screenshot whatever, they ain't stopping this cheddar, and if anything you looking bitter, and that make me look even better, bitch. Boys on fire. My new joint like Mariah. My old joint just got fired. I promise me no liar. And my main chick like Beyonce. My side chick like Ashanti. But I'm looking for Rihanna. So tell me if you find and if you do. Please don't throw no shade, bro. Please don't throw no shade. Please don't throw no shade, bro. Please don't throw no shade. My main chick like Beyonce. My side chick like Ashanti. But I'm looking for Rihanna.
Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Middle finger in the air, cause I don't really care. Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Middle finger in the air, if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air, if you don't give a fuck what they think. Y'all so sweet, but my mind Frank Street. I'm a beast and a beast on a beat just to eat. Vamping no sleep, sleep is for suckers. Sleep when you die, you fucking lame motherfuckers. For a dollar, that's all you'll get. Wanna walk in my shoes, but yo, they don't fit. Shaped like a cola, bottles, trills, funny, yola, bills. Nigga pop slick, then he better hold his grill. Me mug all you want, bitch, that shit don't faze me. I can be classy if you think you gon' trash me. I forget that I'm a lady, don't trust no bitch. She might betray me. Head to the sky, only Jesus can save me. True, put me on the stage, put me on the stage. I rip these words off the page. Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think?
Then nigga, what the fuck you thinking? I'm all about a dollar, dead present, what I'm chasing. Hard body, something niggas can't, man. And I ain't got time for these pussy niggas hating. I'm off the man who cross with hands, who hard to stand. You dogs is in, you a bitch, nigga. I did what I can do, pussy I ran through. Make these shooters come and blow out the candle. Make a wish, nigga. Play this game, man, you probably a quit. Got the main joint, slobbing my shit. Then we slide in the whip. Dick it down, gotta holler and quit. Got the bra so sprung, gotta hide from the bitch. Fuck with us now, you can only hope to. Sunshine, sometime, that's my go-to. My age, so these bitch niggas love what I won't do. They give a fuck is what I don't do.
Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck? I'm caking, grinding, no matter what y'all thinking. I'm for real when I say I don't give a fuck, and y'all know damn well sunshine don't do no faking. Middle in the air to them haters, middle in the air to them traitors. Yeah, them niggas who switched up cause they getting their dicks up. It don't mean you not a bad, cause you ain't got the dicks up. I say what I want, do what I want. Get chopped all day, blunt at the fucking blunt. Knock me out the speakers cause this beat rock. I said knock me out the speakers cause my flow high. Fuck how many bitches he run through. Shit, I still get respect when I come through. True, he say that I'm special, something like a charm. Love to walk around with me hanging on his arm. Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Do it look like I give a fuck what they think? Middle finger in the air.
Arm off, we don't leave wounds. I clear a fucking room. damn fucking way.
Time to put in work, bring the tools out. Get everything living, clear the room out. Kill start the cat, cat, don't play with her. Kill start the cat, cat, and wake the niggas up. Bangers, everybody gone. Chopper name Kim, yeah, that bitch boom. Rip a leg off, we don't leave wounds.
Nah.
I clear fucking room, I clear fucking room. Hood full of homies, everybody gone. Chopper name Tasha, yeah, that bitch boom. Rip a arm off, we don't leave wounds.
Nah.
I clear fucking room,
I clear fucking room.
And that was our music break, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Yeah, consenting adults, badass adolescents. Y'all know what it is. We rock on the show. What that playlist was? Okay, I got to remember. It was No Shade. First, it was No Shade, Sus Villano, and everything. Shout out to Sus Villano. Then we had Fuck What They Think by Sunshine Sometimes. And then we had Kim by Soup Surf. Yeah. Whew. We be rocking. Flame.
Yo.
What you at? Where you at with it?
Shit, chilling. I was thrown off by that Soup Surf joint for a minute.
Yeah, it's a long build up, but when that shit drops, it drops.
Yeah, it got me in for it after it dropped. At first, I was like, yo, what the hell is he playing? When that draw dropped, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
That's what it is, though. Shout out to Sunshine. She be doing her thing down Lord Delaware.
Yeah, shout out to her and everything. She know what it is. Like, she got to send me more music. I was telling her she need to send me more music so I can drop that on the show and everything. She told you she got the bull, so we're going to get it popping like that. Show them power, Delaware. As I keep doing, showing the power of what we doing in this great state of ours, the first state, the diamond state. Rip.
Yeah, they turning up tonight, man. Shout out.
If we didn't start the state, so nobody would have. We was the first one. We was declared that. We got the title. Feel me? We got the title.
They know what we do. They know what we
exactly.
do.
Exactly. They know what we do. My sister's looking at me crazy, but it's okay. Wanna, they know what we do. We the first state. Not two, not three, uno. See, why would you always gotta bring up the harsh shit about it?
What's he saying?
I mean, that shit real. That shit real, but you always gotta bring up the harsh shit. Anyway, but yeah, we're gonna get into a caller. We're gonna get into the 614-774. Let's see what this is. 614-774.
Oh, shit. And we're back on the air next to Blow Radio. It's been a long time, motherfuckers.
Hold on, wait. This nigga gonna get put on mute for a second. Because, and I'm going to tell you why this nigga get put on mute. Because this Negro want to try to make an entrance that then come on late and wrong. This is Lyrical Incisions.
All right, and we're back. This nigga just muted me and shit, though, but you can't keep me quiet, motherfucker. I'm back. Yo, next Blow Radio. What's up with the world, y'all? What's up with the world, East Coast? West Coast, down south, all my African, European people, Australia, you know, Lyrical Incisions is back in the building. L.I. is here. We're here. Crush, what up, baby? What up, man?
I'm mad at you trying to make an entrance.
You know I am. I didn't kick the whole fucking door off the hinges of the whole nine, nigga. It ain't the fact that I'm talking too fast that y'all just...
Do you know how much that door cost? You reimbursing me. I hope you know this.
That's the power of the Home
you
Depot.
You reimbursing me for kicking my door down.
That's the power of the
just
Home Depot.
Just letting you know that.
I hope that shit came with a warranty. Yo.
Don't make me.
It's been a long time, B. It's been a long, long time. I have not talked shit freely and openly in a long time. Yo, who we got on the air, man? I'm gonna be the official asshole co-host today. Can we do that? Can I do that? Can I talk my shit?
I mean, I thought that was my job to be the asshole of this collection.
Come on, share a slice of that pizza, baby. Come on, share a slice of that pizza.
We can have like three assholes on the air at the same time. It just don't go right.
Oh my God, yo.
Who's going to cancel us? I mean, it's bad enough when we started this shit, Lyric, and we were assholes. And then when you went on your leave of absence to better yourself, shout outs to you anyway, I brought in Flame, who's just the, what should I call it? The passive aggressive asshole.
Okay.
And so now we have three assholes on the line at the same time.
Yes.
Yo, man, I'm
just
chilling.
Can I talk my shit? You know what? I do everything like that, yo, man. Can I talk my shit?
Go ahead and talk your shit, Lyric.
All right, yo. All right, so it's been a
little bit of a long time. Wait. Before you talk your shit, Queen, this is not my fault. That's all I'm saying. This is not my fault. Please don't cancel me. This is not my fault. This is all Lyric. All right, now you can go.
You know what? And we're back. Yo, it's actually, you know what? It's Queen's fault to unleash the beast. She the one who told me that I was invited back for this one night only. And I was like, yo, let me talk my shit. So, you know what I'm saying? We're back. I want to shout out to all the artists who have been submitting songs, past, present, and future. People who's going to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to actually try to get back in every now and then so we can actually keep kicking up dust like we did before. We're going to bring back the freestyle battles. We're going to talk about this Illuminati. And right now, I actually want to go buck wild. Yeah. They haven't killed us yet, so they want us to release some more information out to the public. Now,
no, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
But right at this very moment, what I would like to talk about and what we might need to open up the phone lines to, I mean, excuse me for taking over the show, but it's been such a long time. And the theme of tonight is, can I talk my shit, okay? Tonight, I want to talk about the hottest subject that is going on right now in hip-hop. Right now, unless you have been living under a rock or under your mom's tit, whatever the case may be, we are talking about Kendrick motherfucking Lamar, the quote-unquote king of New York. Let's talk some shit.
Well, since you introduced it like that, I might as well get into the headlines.
I'm sorry for jumping the gun, though, but I need to talk my shit.
All right, well... let's get into these headlines. Oh, and I got a new sound effect for the headlines, Lyric. You haven't heard this one yet. But let's get into the headlines, people.
Bring it on.
Good evening, ladies.
I like that.
I'm Fresh Dallas, and these are your headlines. Go ahead. Spit your shit.
I like that. All right, so I'm sorry, I'm just taken off guard by that though. But let me say, let's go ahead and break some glass in the meantime, like I have known to do. Let's start some shit.
All right.
So check this out, Kendrick Lamar. Me and my little brother, who just came back up from Florida the other day, we were driving on the freeway in Columbus, Ohio, and we just happened to decide to put that Kendrick Lamar in and let that play. Now, there's a couple of things that I like. Now, a lot of people are raising hell about this. Yo, he's talking so much shit. How could he do that? He's dissing these rappers. How could he do that? You know, right now, if you look at it from an aspect of the game, Kendrick Lamar is the smartest guy in hip-hop right now. Now, why did I say that? Why do I say that? Because it's been people who for years and years and years have been saying, oh, my God, hip-hop, we need a change. You know, we need a savior. We need somebody to step up and actually claim the throne. Jay-Z has been taking – Jay-Z has that, but he is so far past us right now that he doesn't need to really show anything. He's proven everything. Am I correct? All right. So we needed somebody in the new school to actually lead us. And Kendrick Lamar has dropped a verse. I don't know if anybody had heard it, but if you haven't heard it yet, go and just Google Kendrick Lamar. It's going to be the first thing that comes up.
Don't worry. If they haven't heard it, we got it right here.
Woo! Say that again.
If they haven't heard it, we got it right here.
Fuck yeah, I think we need to break it out in just a little bit. But, yo, for all everybody who has not heard it, Kendrick Lamar right now is he's basically setting the pedestal up, okay? There is nobody who is higher than him right now, according to him right now. Everybody needs to step up their lyrical game.
Let's just let the bar speak for itself, because it's really self-explanatory. We really don't got to say shit. We just can just let him go.
You know what? Can we go ahead and play that before I even go in then? Can we do that?
All right, let's get it. So y'all ready for the great debate tonight?
That is it.
I'm ready.
Blaine, you ready?
You already know it.
All right, let's get into this. Control, Kendrick Lamar.
Lady is mine, never expanding the mind. Double the screens for my alias, alien to the spine. Peddling sin, thinking maybe when you get old, you realize I'm not gonna fold or demise.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
Bitch, everything I rap is a quarter piece to your melon. So if you have a relapse, just relax and pop in my disc. Don't you pop me the fucking pill, I'ma pop you, then get me this.
Hell flex and drop a bomb on this shit. So many bombs ring the alarm like Vietnam on this shit. So many bombs make Farrakhan think that's a dime in this bitch. One at a time, I line them up and bomb on their mom when she watching the kids. So I'm in a destruction mode if the gold exists. I'm important like the Pope. I'm a Muslim on poke. I'm Machiavelli's offspring. I'm the king of New York, king of the coast. One hand, I juggle them both. The juggernauts all in your juggler. You take me for jokes. Live in the basement, church pews and funeral faces. Cardio bracelets for my women friends. I'm in Vegas. Who the fuck y'all thought it's supposed to be? If Phil Jackson came back, still no coaching, Mick. I'm uncoachable, I'm unsociable. Fuck y'all clubs, fuck y'all bitches. Your Instagram can gobble these nuts. Gobble a hiccup till you hiccup, my big homie corrupt. This the same flow that put the rap game on the crutch. I seen niggas transform like villain Decepticons. Miley probably turn these niggas to fucking Lindsay Lohan. A bunch of rich ass white girls looking for parties, playing with Barbies. Wreck the Porsche before you give them the car key. Judgment to the monarchy. Blessings to Paul McCartney. You call me a black Beatle, I'm either that or a Marley.
Smoke crack, motherfucker, I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black, this is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me, you plan on stunking me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you, put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours, I'm Sean Connery. James Bond with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershop being great debates all the time about who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas, don't get involved. And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White tees and Nike Cortez, this red Corvette synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale. Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who's trying to jump and get it? You're a better off trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s. With 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping prosthetic leg, bumping pock in the cockpit. So the shit that pops in his head is the option of violence. Someone heard the steward and said that your parachute is a latex condom hooked to a dread. West Coast.
Buybacks! bags, put in the body bags, put in the body cast, body bag.
All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. So that is right there, Kendrick Lamar basically dropping shots on the world. Now, let me go ahead and ask my co-host here. Now, should that be taken as disrespect or should that be taken as a challenge? Go ahead.
Me? Who wants to start it?
Yeah, I mean, whoever wants to answer this.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'll start it. All right. I say it should be declared as a challenge because basically, because I was speaking about this to Flame. Something like this hasn't happened in hip-hop since the Millie. Because notice, as soon as he dropped this, everybody made responses. And it hasn't been like a shock to hip-hop since the Millie. Like, remember when Millie came out, everybody rocked that beat? I mean, everybody, Jadakiss, Lil Mama, Jay-Z, Papoose, like everybody who anybody rocked off that beat. And it was like an adrenaline shot to hip hop's heart.
Okay.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Go ahead, Flynn. Before I do that.
You got some points. I mean, I think it is a challenge as well. I mean, I think it is both. I think it is both, but on two different aspects of the verse. As far as the name calling and all that, I think that is a challenge. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take everybody, like I said to you, Clutch, everybody that he called out is people that he's friends with and people that he currently works with. So that's like me calling you out, you know what I mean, to push you harder or whatever, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, it's all competition. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't gonna half-ass it in the booth just because me and you cool and me and you about to drop at the same time or whatever, you know what I mean? So, with that said, I think what got a lot of people in their bag right now is not even the fact that he called out names. It's the whole King of New York line. And now, anybody that's an artist, I don't care where you from, you know the pride of New York ain't something that you want to play with. I don't care what you say about NY, they going to go in. You know what I mean?
You're right.
And it's genius on his ass because, you know what I mean, he knew that, or the people behind him knew that. So that's why they gave him that okay to do that, you know what I mean? But he's going to have to be prepared for that backlash. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like everybody's going to come at his neck. But at the same time, since he wasn't disrespectful, they ain't going to come at his neck too hard. They come at it in the sport aspect of it. You feel me?
Okay.
So
okay.
Me as an artist, I respect it because you missed the sport. Like, the sport of hip-hop haven't been showcased in years. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't complain when everybody's bringing their bars out now. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you want to hear. I don't care if it's the same beat. I don't care if they're doing a different beat. You now hearing bars. I don't care if it's somebody like, you know, Jay Hood just dropped his joint. J.R. Ryder just dropped his joint. You ain't heard these cats in years. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they giving out bars. Like, you can't be mad at that.
Okay.
That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
All right. Now, I feel basically that rap, and everyone would agree that rap is, or hip hop in general, is a competition sport. So every now and then, you need this, okay? You need this. This is called the turning point of hip hop right now, okay? Now, Crush, you have said earlier that this was basically there has been no cut that hit hard since a Millie. I disagree with that. I feel like this is actually going back to a PG version, to a PG version of Hit 'Em Up. This is what this was. Okay, you know, he's not really going at people like, yo, he's gonna die. Like, but I really feel like this cut right here is gonna resurrect hip hop. This is gonna bring back hip hop of '96. Now you know how competitive it was in '96. You had the East Coast and you had the West Coast at that time. This is going to resurrect that, but there's not going to be any casualties. The only casualties is going to be at the sound scan when people are selling albums, selling CDs, getting downloads, getting Facebook follows, Twitter follows. You see what I'm saying? This is really, really going to elevate hip-hop to the point now where we're not going to rely on the beat anymore to sell records. You're going to have to come with lyrics now. This is exactly what's getting ready to happen with this. Now, do we have any callers that we can talk to about this? Because I would love to hear what the public has to say.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we definitely got some callers in the line. I love it. Finally, let's join the debate and everything. We're going to get into the 302-747. You're live on the show. Next to Blow. State your name. Where you calling from?
What's poppin'? It's Dex.
What's goody? What's
on,
goody,
Dex? What's going on, Dex? I'm scared with y'all niggas, man. Man, you know what
I'm saying. Just sitting here debating on this, this Kendrick Lamar control and everything. What's your take on it? Do you feel it was a diss or a competitive challenge?
That shit there, just some good music, man. Nigga talk shit, everybody talk shit. What the fuck? If you ain't talking about you the best, nigga, you ain't really supposed to be here.
There we go. I agree with that
right
there.
That's the bottom line. It's the bottom line. Everybody
like,
think they the best rapper out. If you don't think you the best rapper out, you in the way, my nigga.
That's real.
That go for every rapper around.
And that can tell you, like, because me and Dex just, we know each other. So me and Dex just did a joint, the orphanage joint.
Oh yeah.
And on that joint, I said you hopping in a body bag, jumping on records with me. Like that's just the competitive of it. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
My homie, we go back years. But when we get on that track, I'ma talk that shit. Like, you know what I mean?
That's what's supposed to be done.
And he's gonna
man.
Do the same thing. You feel me?
Okay.
So
now the caller who's on the line here, what was your name? I missed your name.
I'm the general.
General?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, General, I got a question for you that I'm going to be asking everybody all night. Now, you get one pick per region. If the world was yours, all right, what rapper would you have lead the East Coast? What one rapper would you have lead the West Coast? And what rapper would you have lead the South?
One rapper, huh? Or
yeah.
Two. I'm a fan of this real hip-hop. This music where niggas like, nigga, I need to have them balls that pop off. Like, I need Jada over here for me. That's who I be. I need Jada over here for me. East Coast.
Jada
on the East Coast. On the West Coast, man, I can't front right now. Kendrick is murdering these niggas. I got to love him over there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The balls or anything, I got to love him over there. And down South, man, T.I. is still that nigga. Fuck niggas talking about.
There you go. All right. Yo, that's a nasty pick. Yo, callers, we're getting ready to hit you up with the same question. Hey, my man General didn't have no time to think about this, but he actually had three. I call that one the turkey right there. You see what I'm saying? I call that one the turkey. That's
sure
three strikes right there. You know what I'm saying? So, yo, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love the General. You keep that going. Yo, you want to give any type of shout out now that, you know what I'm saying, you got the spotlight?
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out, you know what I mean? Shout out, we, of course, my niggas, you already know. Vassell, CMB, love to everybody. You already know how we do up this motherfucker. Mob gang in this motherfucking building.
Mob gang.
True indeed, God. I'll catch y'all niggas later,
right,
though. Man, I'm about to shoot down mood swings, man, for this little after party shit.
Yeah, Eric, no doubt. Right now, man.
No doubt. Thank you for calling, man.
We're gonna get into the 612. Oh damn, we lost that caller. Oh no, we didn't. We're gonna get into the 612-423. Damn dyslexia. But yeah. 612-423.
Hey,
what up?
What's good? Hey, this is Miss Mills. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Coming through saying what's up with you?
All right, yo.
What's
going on?
I
love it. Yo, what's going on over there?
Sure, man. Just chilling, getting off of work, my day off, ain't got no kids, relaxing.
You know today was slap your boss day, right?
Oh man, you know I should have went to work for that one day.
Damn, you missed out.
On that 8-hour sleep, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, after this funny thing is, though, after Step Your Manager Day, the employment rates for some reason skyrocket. I don't know what it is.
I bet you it was like $30 just for that 30 an hour.
You feel me? So, right now in this mailman, we are talking about the Kendrick Lamar. Of course, that's the hottest thing going on in hip-hop right now. He just dropped the bomb, like, not even 48 hours ago. Just give me your take on it real quick. How you feel about it?
Man, like bro man was saying, man, Kendrick Lamar doing this thing. He doing this thing, man. And just like you said, there's so many artists in the world that everybody gonna come as competition. Everybody a victim or it's like a track meet, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna get to the top first and we gonna run it. Whoever got the hottest bars, they gonna get it, you know? Kendrick Lamar, he doing it. Man, he doing his thing. I can't do nothing but show love and give him props, man.
That's what's up. So what was your initial reaction when you first heard it? Like, were you open mouth? Did you swerve on the freeway? Did you slap your butt? Well, obviously you didn't, but, you know, what was your reaction?
And you know, like I say, like a lot of music nowadays is, you know, about they got main three topics, sex, money, and drugs. You know what I'm saying? But when you get a hot artist like, you know, Big Crit or, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Ice Cube, they take things to a whole nother level. Even with Young Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? They go off of the subject to bring it to reality. Like, yeah, we talking about sex, drugs and violence, but check this out though. This is what you're missing out, you know what I'm saying? And my reaction to him is like, man, wow. Wow. You got bars, man. You got bars.
No doubt. So let me ask you, just like I asked everybody else, man, or like I'm starting to ask everybody else. Now, if you had one rapper that you would, if it was your world, that you would want to represent the East Coast, the West Coast, and the South, now one rapper per region, who would that be? Go ahead and go.
You know what? That's a hard question to answer. But I couldn't even pick one. I think it's a debate between Ice Cube and I would say Ice Cube. And I say, you know, Kendrick Lamar, he's doing this thing, but, man, when Ice Cube come out with his bars, they're missing him, especially when he came out with that Kool-Aid. Serious.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yo, he still has one of the best openings in hip-hop history. Like, goddamn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be
off. Exactly, and when he first came off, like, when he first came out, he doing, it's like every CD, every track, every bar is like, you have to rewind it a couple times like, damn, that was hot.
No doubt. So who would you pick for the East Coast then?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm in a debate with Jeezy and Ice Cube, you know, because both of them, man. I can't even pick one. I can't. It's hard. I couldn't even do it, man. I know right now, as far as our music wise, for the young G's, for the old G's, for the women, for the youngsters, you know, you hear a lot of dogging and misleading and, you know, just all this bad mouthing about this that. Man, it's time to reunite, unity. This is unity time, man. This is, you know, our generation. You know, you see like 5-year-olds cussing out their parents because of something they heard, but you know, it's like, man, it's fun. We need to reunite and upgrade this whole music thing to a whole nother level. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I agree with you on that one. So, yo, tell me, if there's any shouts out that you want to give while you got the spotlight.
Yo, okay, yeah. I want to shout out to the whole Arizona, state of Arizona. That's me right there. But officially, you know, Minnesota, I got a shout out to Built to Win, man. Built to Win Entertainment. We in this. We in this and we grinding hard. We grinding hard every day. You know what I'm saying? Check out Built to Win mixtape, Chess Moves Volume 1. You know what I'm saying? It's available for download. You know what I mean?
All right. Tell them where they can. Tell them where the website is. They can get you at, or they can follow you on Twitter as well.
Oh, yeah, me and Miss Mills, I'm at dash of caramel at twitter.com, you know what I'm saying? You can find the mixtape on thatcrack.com, you know what I'm saying? You can check out Reverb pages, Hostile 2011, you know, being.
All right, no doubt. Yo, so we're going to check you out, man. I'm about to actually try to request you on Twitter and stuff right now so we can go ahead and get that going. You know what I'm talking about? Anybody want to follow?
I appreciate the love, man.
right, everybody want to follow Arizona's finest.
Y'all doing it big, man. I'm here. This is the first time, well, actually the second time I've been on this radio station, and y'all bringing up some good topics. You know, I got to show credit and love when it's due. You know what I'm saying? Some radio stations were like, yeah, we about to smoke this blunt and shit. We about to do this. But y'all actually talking about something. You know what I'm saying? I got to show credit. And y'all doing y'all thing, man.
I definitely appreciate you. Listen, just make sure that this is not the last time that you tune in. You know what I'm talking about? So we can
very intriguing. You know what I'm saying? When you bring up topics that actually have a meaning and you want to know what people think on a different level instead of how much money you're making every day, yeah, I'm going to tune in.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, though. So, yo, spell it out for me one more time, Carmelina. Your Twitter, though, because I'm trying to find you right now.
It's DASHOFCARMEL.
All right. I think I found you one time. All right. Well, yo, that's what it is. I definitely appreciate you, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Most Dev, y'all have a blessed night.
All right. Yo, Crush, man. Crush, you still ain't told me yet, man. You still ain't told me, and Fling ain't even told me his either, though. What's y'all number one rappers to represent the East Coast or the West Coast and the Down South? What y'all talking about?
Fling, you started off.
For the West Coast? Actually, I'm going to start off with the South, because I don't know about the West yet. The South, I still have to go with Scarface.
Face? All right. Yo, you guys.
I got to go with Scarface, because everything, I like to go with realistic music, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like to go with something that's too far-fetched, and you got to use your imagination just to picture what the hell they're talking about. Like, everything that he talks about, I can relate to. I've seen it, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
I would go with him. As far as the East Coast, you got to say Jay. You have to, because he can give you a little bit of everything. He can take it through to the real shit, to the streets, and not even just like the whole Diller Hustler drink, but he can hit you with all aspects of it, and you can relate to it, you know what I'm saying? And then for the West Coast, man, I probably have to say Q.
For the West Coast,
I have to go with Q.
Okay, definitely. All right, I fucked with that. Crush, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Cube, Jada, Scarface. Easy.
Cube, Jada, and Scarface, huh?
Easy.
Cube, Jada, and Scarface. All right, and Face. Now, for me, man, for me, if I was to do the South, you know what I'm talking about, I would go ahead and go with Bun B. You know what I'm talking about? We'll go with Bun B. Right now, that's forever. You know what I'm saying? Forever, that's just one of the hardest spitters that ever come out the South. And, you know, big shout out to everybody in H-Town. You know what I'm talking about? I will be there with y'all, making music and shit in just a year's time. Y'all hold y'all horses, though, but I'll be down there. Hold up. Yo, for the East Coast, man, I would say I'm comfortable with Jay where he's at right now. He's trendsetting right now. You know what I'm talking about? He's trendsetting. I'm really just getting ready to call him the blueprint. He's the blueprint to pretty much everything. Like, the last 10, 15 years of rap has all been Jay. So I'm comfortable
pretty
where he's
much.
At right now. Yeah. And as far as the West Coast goes, man, believe it or not, man, there's like some real, real live lyricists. And a lot of people probably going to disagree with me on this one, though, but I am and have always been a big fan of Exhibit. Like, that nigga goes in.
Yeah.
And you're talking about a person who had a successful career, I fuck with Exhibit all day. He could teach you some things.
Like a big bet.
X go in. I can't even fault that. X go in. That's a good choice.
Yeah.
There we go. X to the Z. There we go. So, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you don't have to follow the trend. You know what I'm saying? This is what this whole night is about. This is what Kendrick is dropping these bars about. If you have a least popular rapper that you want in your own world to be leading your region, let us know. This is what we're talking about. So, a lot of people wouldn't expect Exhibit. A lot of people wouldn't expect Bun B, but they're here. That was my opinion. So I want to hear y'all. So,
but you know what? I want to hear. Do you know what I want to hear, though?
What's that?
We played Control. We played what Kendrick said. Now I want to hear the bars that people been coming out with since he dropped that. Now, I got three in the system right now.
I got Joel Ortiz, I have Arsenal the Rebel, and I got Cassidy's, all their responses. Which one should we start with? Like, we can run this. Like, what y'all trying to
get?
Let's get
that Cassidy off.
Huh?
Yeah, let's fire with Cassidy. Let's fire with the Hustler, baby.
All right. And after we play this, I'm gonna bring a special person that's in the call log, and she's one of my favorite people in the world.
It ain't got nothing to do with Hershey's, does it? It ain't got nothing to do with Hershey's, does it?
Oh,
wait, talking about baby in a little bit. Yo, let's play this song though, so we can have some s'mores. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yes! I'm with it. That's it. Cassidy, the Hustler. Control, response.
Same thing that make you laugh, you gon' be crying from. Laugh now, cry later, but your time will come. And if you live by the gun, you could die from one. Even a deer could run the jungle till the lion come. If you make a living off the shit that niggas dying from, you gon' keep guapin' till the cops with the sirens come. Now you gotta tell on the nigga that you buying from, or sit in prison for wild time for buying some. I speak the truth, these other niggas got a lion tongue. So if it's levels to this shit, I'm on the highest one. I know you guys gon' try to climb the ladder, but if you sit in jail or you die, it don't even matter. Cats are backstabbing you just to make their pockets fatter. That's why they pissing me off, I got a bad bladder. A rapper, not a character that blabber a bunch of words that rhyme, but don't make sense most of the time. And most of the lines that they rhyme is mostly designed for dudes that's stupid, not using most of their mind. Most crimes that's committed is by a cat that listen to a rapper spitting shit that's fictitious and try to mimic. Don't imitate a nigga that been a fake, he a gimmick. They should put me in the Guinness, most punchlines infinite. And if I diss a cat in a rap, that nigga finish. I got in it to give niggas the business, not for the business. I'm highly recommended, but this shit is not exciting me. You wear tight clothes, but your flows ain't tight to me. I know you try, man, to find a man nice as me, but a blind man, like, damn, that'd be a sight to see. No one can stop me, I'm cocky and got the right to be. Hey, they should've never gave a mic to me. You would think big pun and big L goes right for me. And I could box, you do not want to pick a fight with me. I'm not in the best shape like I would like to be, but I exercise every time I lift my pipe to pee. I know you would like to see me battle whoever, but that's like getting Mayweather to go and fight for free. That's not happening, I would rather stop rapping. I flip crack, now I spit crack, I ain't stop trapping. I'd rather get my money up front than on the back end. My balls been crazy, I'm Slim Shady with black skin. I got the battling belt. The hardest battle I done ever been in is when I battle myself. I hold weight, so don't make a giant battle with L for real. I'm trying to chill, I got a battle for health, I'm ill. And I feel like nephew a homosexual. Even if your flow is sick, I disinfect you. I'm special, if you plugged in, I disconnect you. I'm not gonna let you get disrespectful, I'm gonna dress you. I'm a mogul, I don't care if I know you or never met you. I suggest you don't come at me wrong or I'm gonna correct you. I hope you don't think that security gonna protect you, cause when them goons come in the room, they be done left you. I bet you, when me and them cats come, them cats run. Be ruthless, my niggas get stupid if cats act dumb. You a lame, you putting my name in the rap, son. It's like putting a silencer on a cap gun. And why go and buy a chain when I can snatch one to get you jammed? Niggas like, damn, where you get that from? I jack son like Mahalia, I'm trying to tell ya, I F you up, don't let them set you up for a failure. I'm the Hustler, but I don't touch drug paraphernalia. I just did a tour in Dubai and Australia. The boy the best, I'm the greatest ever, more or less. I'm just trying to figure out who the fuck I'ma slaughter next. I got my weight up, you better show some more respect before you pussies get ate up like oral sex. My balls crack, niggas trying to bring the balls back, but they balls whack. I'm like, where the fuck is the balls at? I'm tired of hearing all them jewelry and car raps, the making it rain and buying out the ball raps. I got hype when I heard that Kendrick Lamar rap. I'm in the booth in construction boots and a hard hat. I bring it back to life. These cats ain't acting right. These cats all rap alike. I never heard a rap I like. I snatch the mic. I'm a veteran. You a rookie. You a dickhead, but you a pussy. A hermaphrodite. Cast the type that'll send you to the afterlife. Bring you back to life and kill you again with the raps I write. Yeah, I used to play the corner like a traffic light, but I stopped trapping white so I could live a rapper life. But a rapper life ain't all it's cracked up to be. Ain't no rapper tough as me. That's why they don't fuck with me. They could label this a diss when the song drops, cause I'm better than your favorite rapper by a long shot. You gon' have to bring the song back when the song stop and rewind all the punchlines that this song got. I paint pictures, no Photoshop. I'm not the king of New York, but the king of New York know I'm hot. And no, I'm not trying to be the king of Philly, but I've been holding down my city. Just act silly, really. If any of you niggas act silly, I'll be happy to compete. You see what happened to me. I'm not rapping to get back in the beef. I'm just rapping to be competitive. I do shit niggas never did. Yeah, this hip-hop getting recorded. So if you a fan of hip-hop, you gotta support it. Cause it's a shortage. Your rappers rapping like they supposed to rhyme. And you would never find a rapper rapping rhymes dope as mine. Yeah, I'm the dopest nigga out. Most focused nigga out. I spit coca out my mouth. In the streets need coca, it's a drought. The fans going through withdrawal, they need some sick balls. I got it jumping like Chris Cross when they was wearing all their clothes backwards. I expose rappers, yeah. I'm in my hip hop bag, making every cat that say they hip hop glad, yeah. And my wife like that shit hot cast, and she got a K Michelle loving hip hop ass, yeah. Every cat that's not hip hop trash, and I'm ill, fish scale right out the Ziploc bag. Nobody better, I do whatever I wanna do. And since you scared to come at me, I'ma come at you. What the fuck is the game coming to? Kendrick couldn't shine on me on the song if he wanted to. Cause I spit that shit, nigga, number two. And I'm coming through to make it hot before the summer through.
Bars! That's what I'm talking about. Straight bars!
Yeah, that's all.
Who's doing it like that? Who's doing it like that? Straight bars. That's what I'm talking about right there. Yo, expect that and many, many others to come back. Yo, Cassidy does it every single time, man. Cassidy does it every single time. It don't get no better. It don't get no better. That's what I'm talking about. Yo, let's go back to the phone lines and see what these people are talking about. What else,
okay.
World?
Does she need her introduction or should we let her do her own introduction?
I like when she does her own introduction. I love when she does it herself. I don't mind helping her, but I like when she does it herself. I like watching when she does it herself.
Okay. You're on the air.
I said I love calling into the show because y'all always make me laugh. So it's my turn to speak. What's the deal? I see we got Crush, Fault, and Flame Alarm.
No fault.
No fault, just Crush and Flame.
It's Crush, Flame, and
I'm back, baby.
Man, what's up? Listen, I'm not going to do too many more of y'all's Hershey's and s'mores than me. Y'all won't have to watch that.
Oh, no, baby. I can't help it. It melts in my mouth and not in my hand. Do you understand me?
You know I love me some chocolate.
Man, you ain't never lied.
Well, what's the deal, man? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Miss Chocolate, the one and only, the host with the most on Monday night. Same station, same number, different time. 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. Y'all make sure to check me out. Sex After Dark. It all goes down. I don't know. Any major way.
I went down. I like to go down. I go down.
I like my kisses down low. So we might be a perfect match.
I like my top laid back. I like your legs.
And I love you in that great top hat. So there we go.
Oh, my God. I'm on my way. You know how
You just lucky my sister in the room. I will say some shit. I really was that shit.
For real. She gonna keep playing and hear this. Like right in Christmas. That's just me, you know. But anyway, how you doing, baby? How you doing?
You know what? Matter of fact, hold on, wait. See, Tyler gonna keep playing with me, and all she gonna hear is this. Splash. That's all I gotta say. Splash.
Here you go, Crash. I'm so done. Oh my goodness. I'm
doing
good. Crash, I'm cooling. You and your damn sound effects.
Oh, that was me. That time. That was
you sometimes.
Oh yeah, that was what I had in my house. All right, so check this out. Right now, Chocolate, we are talking about one of the hottest things to actually happen within the last, what do you want to give it, the last 10 years of rap?
Decade.
Yeah, the last decade. Okay, yeah, the last decade. And we're talking about none other than Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Mr. Kendrick Lamar himself, of course.
Now, let me stop you, because that is not the hottest thing that has happened to hip-hop in the last decade. I do believe Jay-Z just killed the game with a motherfucking CD called Magnum Cartel, whatever that damn CD, that shit goes hard. So that's not the biggest thing that's happened in hip-hop. However, I will say he made a name for himself. He already has somewhat of a name. But the nigga just came out and shut it down by letting them know that, yeah, I'm a little pretty boy and I might wear tight clothes, but don't get it twisted because my bars, my clothes, is, you know, what matters most. Yeah, I know I got a little rhyme, you know, a little something on the side.
I like that.
I respect Kendrick Lamar because he's done what most rappers won't do, and that's address others that came before him. And he didn't really do it in a disrespectful manner. He more so did it in a way to show his appreciation, but to challenge, I think this was more of a challenge. It's a challenge to artists to step their game up because everybody's rapping about the same old things, cars, money, clothes, hoes. And I'm tired of hearing that. I want to hear something that has some depth to it, something that means something, something that makes me want to go buy that CD. And Kendrick did just that. So I applaud him, but at the same time, he better watch his back because the shots is being fired. Cassidy, my dude, been a fan since I'm a hustler. I love Cassidy, one of my favorites. And he always comes with the dopest comebacks. And I just don't understand why Cassidy don't got a freaking mixtape or something out right now and doing way more than what he's doing. But I'm going to leave that to Cassidy's camp to figure that out. But salute to Kendrick and Cassidy because both of them bars for bars go hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let me ask you this, Ms. Chocolate, though, since I value your whole so humble opinion, is... Check this out. So by Kendrick saying that he's the king of New York, what does that mean for the people out of New York? What does that say for those? What is the next move?
See, when I think of New York off top, Diddy and Jay-Z got that locked down, so he cannot be the king of New York because that's their turf. I will say this. He can be the prince of New York. Because your money ain't wrong and your money ain't strong like Jay-Z and P. Diddy. Your flows might be on point, but it takes a whole lot more than them flows to be considered king. So I'm going to need for Kendrick to step his rack game up, you know what I'm saying, get your racks up. And then once he gets his racks up, then he can maybe consider himself the king of New York. When you got clotheslines and colognes and kids' lines and cars and basketball teams, then you could call yourself the king. Right now, you're just a prince. So I'm going to need him to say, stay in the prince shoes and then work his way up.
But y'all say something, though. He did not just say that he's the king of New York. He said he's the king of the coast, meaning the West. So he's basically said, I'm the king of the game right now. He didn't just say New York. He meant everything.
You know.
He's the king of everything right now.
Nah. Yeah, he has a long way to go.
He has a very long way to go. And that statement right there is exactly why Cassidy and everybody else who got these nice little hits for him is coming after him because he's not the king. And they're telling him, you ain't the king, homie. Because if you was a king, then you wouldn't have to worry about somebody like me coming back at you with a hot-ass bar that's better than yours. Or, at least, you know, on that same level.
He got a long way to go. For one, like, not even just the getting his money up, you only got one album out.
And you got the
machine that you got behind you, not just Dr. Dre. Like, and this is the issue I had. I'm going to be devil's advocate. I honestly don't think his verse on Control was even that hot.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you have
now,
a verse.
Now, if you take a
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He has a verse. You cannot call yourself the king off of one verse. Now, my dude, if he would have went back to the studio and redid that whole song and came with a whole 16, then I could respect him and say, you the king. Nigga, right now, Cassidy the king for that whole 16 he just gave you, just off time. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel.
But even with that, the game has been so soft and watered down. If you take the most mediocre verse with shock value because he mentioned names, it's going to seem like the best thing that ever came out. You understand what I'm saying?
If you take, all those names out of that verse and just listen to the verse without names, what is he saying?
He's not even talking about nothing.
Exactly.
And, like, how can you call out J. Cole when J. Cole is one of the main people that helped you out with your first album? He helped you out with concepts. He helped you out with writing. Yeah, Dr. Dre helping you out. Yeah, Andre 3000 helping you out.
Yeah.
How are you calling somebody out? If you take if you take away that machine, what would you do? You can't call out J. Cole. Yeah, J. Cole got the rock behind him, but Jay ain't helping him. J. Cole is producing his own records. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's doing his own. If he don't have that machine behind him. So if you take that machine away from Kendrick, who's going to be on top? You understand what I'm saying?
We'll find out when
that
sophomore album. We'll find out when that sophomore album comes back around.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you took your freshman album. You ain't even hit sophomore, junior, nor senior year yet because you ain't won that Lair Grammy and that Lair Award. I'm going to need for him to humble himself before he get on this level where he think he's that deal. Because right now, what he's doing is, you making a buzz, but the buzz is going half and half. You got the first half of people that's the bandwagon jumpers that want to jump on your dick just because your name is Kendrick Lamar and because you got a couple of hot songs. Then you got, and most of that includes local artists and people who rap and sell or people who just want to jump on. Then you got the other half, and the other half is the industry. And the industry is looking at you like, if this clown don't sit down somewhere and grind harder and humble himself, he's going to be at the game before he even stepped through that door. And that's what he's doing right now, is he's really putting himself in a catch-22 because he's having people who hate him and people who love him. And at the end, the people who hate him will end up over-triumphing the people who love him because he's not humbling himself. Kendrick, I'll say to you, baby, as a word of advice, I rock, which you played just as my song. That's my undercover stripper song, other than Dance and Make a Dance by August Alsina. But Kendrick, if you don't humble yourself and get in that studio and come out with a dope sophomore album, you might as well go back to freshman year and redo it all over again.
Now, you know what? Why would I be keeping it all the way real?
What you going to do?
All right, this is my point on it, though. This is my point on it. I say, me personally, I love cocky shit. Like, if you come out strong, I'm throw shots. I love it. So, really, he can be humbled, but really, that cocky shit just gave hip hop what it needed, some life.
Yeah, hip hop. Because
hip hop's been watered down so long.
He didn't give hip hop nothing. He gave himself a buzz. That did not do anything for hip hop. Once again, if you take out
it,
the artist
it
that
got
he mentioned,
it got
the
everybody
first would have no depth, no
it got
meaning.
Everybody going in the last 24 hours. How many people have dropped nonstop bars? Given what we've been missing in the game, actual bars, people actually saying something.
That's what
it did. Like,
He definitely woke up those who've been sleeping.
That's what he did.
You ain't come with no rebuttal. You ain't had nobody whose name's worth mentioning really come with a rebuttal to the dude. But what he did do is he woke up those who he know got bars to bring them out of retirement. That's what he did. So if that was his goal, he accomplished that. But you ain't got none of these big heads out here. I don't hear Kanye, Jay-Z, none of them. And none of them came back with nothing because they don't have to respond to that. They've already established themselves. They've already made a name for themselves. Kendrick's still trying to do that. So, yeah, Kendrick, great job for waking up those who went into retirement. Now, I will say this. Kendrick can wake up, Cassidy can wake up, all these other artists who are putting out some tracks right now. That's what the game needs. The game needs, you know what I'm saying, them real hip-hop dudes who started this to come back out and give him something to work towards. But that nigga knew Jay and them wasn't going to respond because they've already been there, done that, and got what they need to get. So, okay, good job, Kendrick. You in the game now. But now you got to keep that name.
Okay,
yeah,
so let me ask you this. All right, so let me
ask you. And that's what he said, though. He said, shout out to all, he shouted out all the big names, but everybody who's on, like, the same tier as him, he's basically saying, y'all my peoples, but when we on the track, I'm going to kill y'all. So basically,
okay,
when somebody says you're going, if they're going to kill you on the track, oh, really? Let's go then. That brought the fire back. And so that was his intention. Bro, I'm going to kill y'all if y'all don't step it up. And everybody said, oh, yeah, you think you're going to kill me? Let's go then.
Okay, so let me intervene just for a second, Ms. Chocolate, though, because you're always starting some stuff. I'm telling you, and I always lose focus of everything, though. It's all your fault. So, all right, so I'm asking you, just like I'm asking the previous people who were on here. Now, I need for you to pick one representative per region. If
yep.
it was your world, who would actually lead those regions? If this was Chocolatate's world, who would lead the world?
Can I pick a man and a female? Because, you know, you can't have Adam without an E.
Baby, it's your world, okay? It's your world.
All right. I'm going to go up north first because, you know, I'm up north girl. So this where I'm at. So I gotta show love to my up north. From the Midwest, I'm going to give it to Eminem off top. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely held it down. I don't think anybody else has done the Midwest justice like he's done. I mean, anybody can jump in and say if you got somebody else, but I'm rocking with Eminem all day. Okay? And that's because that nigga's from Detroit. That's the Midwest region.
Okay.
North.
Okay.
A chick, a female, okay? I'm going to come back to my female on the up north because I got to think with chicks from the north area. I'm going to take it down south. And down south, all day, every day, I'm rocking with the best of the best, which is A-Ball MJG. I let him do the death. I can bang an A-Ball CD from beginning to end and not skip a song. And them the type of artists that I love. When I can put that CD in and not have to skip a song.
Space Age forever, baby. All
right. My female from the south all day, Trina, hands down.
Okay.
I go to the west, and I got to give it to Snoop. Now, I'm not going to put Snoop on the east coast because I feel Snoop's a west coast rapper because, you know, from Cali, I believe. So,
yep.
Snoop got the west locked down. Y'all mentioned that dude Exhibit. And we'll say he's got bars. Exhibit is a dope, dope artist. He's not a rapper. Exhibit is an artist. So, Exhibit, Snoop got the west locked down. A chick from the west? What chick that came out of the west?
I mean, you got Lady of Rage. You know, you got Lady of Rage. You got, it's Drop Pickens over there, but.
Right. I'm stick with two dudes on the west. I'm going to stick with X and Snoop. I'm going to take it to the east, okay? Off top, with hands down, no questions asked, I got to give the east for the female. So, of course, who do you think I'm going to give it to?
Lil Tom.
Who?
K.I.M. I think you're going to say Kim.
Fuck. Listen. Lil' Kim does not get my vote.
Wait.
I say
E.
Who?
Eve.
Eve.
Hands down, I give it to my girl Eve. I definitely do. Philly represent us. That's my state, Pennsylvania. I rock for her all day long. Kim's bad, but Kim, I don't know. She just fell off
Kim
the
mat.
Kim
don't have like Eve.
Yeah, Kim don't have Kim talks about irrelevant things that don't really be having too much meaning, that she just bandwagon jumped or piggybacked off somebody. Well, Eve's original. She comes with the live and direct every single time. Yeah, she didn't have her fault, but I bet you if you put her in a studio against a nigga, she can go bar for bar any day because that's silly ways. That's that ego.
Oh,
no.
All right, I had to do that one time for y'all.
And my dude on the east, oh, man, hands down Cassidy.
That's it.
Cassidy,
no, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. I'm sorry. I totally disrespect my dude. Jada Kiss.
I'm like surprised that. Everybody picking Jada over Styles.
Rock with Styles, but I feel like Jada has. I feel like Jada, in the end, overall, Jada brings the full package. Whereas Styles, you know what I'm saying, Styles is only on the scene for a hot minute. Yeah, he's got bars. But I want an artist. I want a whole artist. I want an artist from A to Z. You know what I'm saying? Someone that can deliver, and I feel like Jada could give that. Whereas Styles, he lacks in some areas. Stage presence, performance-wise,
Yo, fuck that. My nigga Ja Rule run everything. My nigga Ja run everything.
You better get out of here with that Ja Rule now.
I mean, my nigga Ja Rule come through like.
Okay, here's my up north chick. Since I didn't have my up north chick, my up north chick is not a well known celebrity yet. I'm gonna give her about another year and a half to get there because she's definitely got bars and she's a dope performer. I'm gonna need y'all to make sure y'all go check my girl out and support my girl. Her name is The Lioness, and she's from here, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. She's super dope. I'm talking about. Had a female rapper that was so cold and so humble. So check her out on Facebook. Check her out on Twitter. The Lioness. Her name's Shauna. She goes hard. Shauna don't go big in about another year and a half. She ain't got the right people backing her because she needs to be on the map.
Okay. Now, we're not talking about Shauna. We're talking about upcoming Shauna. Okay.
We're talking about upcoming Shauna, my girl, The Lioness.
Okay. All right, we got to give her an alias or something like that because that's going to be easily confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get some music from her in the queue. That way we can bump her stuff on next to Blow and everybody can get a taste of what I deal with on a daily when it comes to representing Minnesota. I'm talking about she's definitely a dope artist.
All right. Yo, that's what I'm saying, though. We appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it. Yo. You know what? One thing that's bothering me, man. We talked to a couple of people. You know what? Before I even throw his name in the mix for the East Coast, I'm saying let's take about two more callers. Let's see if anybody mentions my man, and then we'll see. You know what I'm saying we'll see.
You about to say from the East Coast? I'm thinking now too.
Yeah, I'm thinking there's one person though because this is a guy who won't hesitate to slap the shit out of anybody, but. Let me take two more callers, and let's see if anybody is picking up on my vibe.
But first off, I'm going to get into another one of these rebuttals, though.
Let's do that.
All right, so we got Ortiz and we got Arsenal. Which one?
Well, we're the Slaughter Clan. The Slaughter Clan. Let's go ahead for the Slaughter. I've been wanting to hear this. This one I have not heard.
Oh, no?
You didn't hear it? He was, like, the first one to drop.
He was the first one, yeah.
That I have not heard it yet. So,
this is the backlash that Kendrick don't want.
All right. Yes, really Slaughterhouse, baby.
Well, y'all.
We're going to get into Ortiz's control and everything. We're going to be right back. And I'm going to get into the rest of my headlines. Good. Neglecting my headlines.
Sorry. That was my fault. That was my fault.
Lyric. But, we're going to. Joel Ortiz, control. You rocking with the show. It's next to Blow.
Funk Master Flex Night.
Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex.
1-2-1-2. Yeah, I knew I wasn't gonna stay quiet. I ain't even gotta get it too much thought. Joel Ortiz won every war that he ever fought. This ain't no different, I'm listening. You the king of New York. Little homie, you ain't the king of New York. You the next thing on my fork. The messenger with all them rings on that horse. Carrying king's head till I kick you in your chest. And you cough and fall into a bottomless pit, homie. You know how many bodies that fit. When we met, you said, it's an honor, man, the hour can spit. Maybe that's why you left me out of that shit. Maybe that's why the slaughterhouse ain't get dissed. Or maybe I'm not on your radar. You feel you ain't got to acknowledge my clip. Either way, I personal train this beat. It gotta get ripped. You rich rappers can't respond with all the dollars you get. Gangster rappers can't retaliate with hollows and clips. And you fashion rappers with a kind of jeans that hardly can zip. So zip it, I got this shit. Real hip-hop in this bitch. The apocalypse has fell upon us. Watch the zombies, I split. The walking dead, I've been a monster. Shorty, I can get bit and never turn. I'm immune to these rappers y'all calling sick. I stomp the red carpet hole in my dick and throw tomatoes at your podium for whack awards that y'all niggas get. Then stand up and scream, yeah, I would and dip and smack a legend on the way out of that bitch. Cause I'm big up the elite. The elite can get it too. Y'all all fit under my feet. Y'all all victims, all chitlins when a nigga trying to eat. I'll see to it, y'all all missing like a wino nigga teeth. Anybody could get it. Old nigga, new nigga, him nigga, you nigga, one nigga, two niggas, a few niggas. I do niggas harm with these bars. It was brave, you took a chance like Monopoly cards. But that telly you trying to check in, boy, that property's ours. Can't get a W on Broadway. I'm New York all day. Yeah, that's where the bars stay. You know, hear that OAA. 100 Ricans running at you cheap like a Koye. Last time in Compton, I was kicking it with Jorge. I rock with some cons out west like the Foyer. But I don't claim king, even though my name ring. And I had China in the bay we call Beijing. Rodeo to Dago, they telling you the same thing. Chico be in Sacramento so much he can claim king. But that's the West Coast, I'm from this coast. I leave the king of L.A. to Dre. I was this close to staying aftermath, but lamped out like a genie. But Dre, you a fucking gangster and Curtis, you such a sweetie. And guess what, I'm a free agent again if y'all ever need me. But back to these bars, I'm hungry, this beat is gon' feed the needy. I looking like Granny Ziti, zucchini out in Tahiti or Fiji. With Erykah Badu's booty in a bikini. Your main chick is a precious, my side chick is a riri. I fuck it and take out for fries and a panini. I ain't a rap nigga, I'm a nigga that rap. Before this, yep. Sort of cipher, I ain't bringing that back. Why should I recycle bars when my mind is a flight to Mars? And the force that I come across is like rhyming inside a star with the universe on my back. Your human verses is whack. I grab my extraterrestrial testicles when I rap it. Tell Earth, suck it. Tell the planet, try it. I turn this bitch to Independence Day without the lucky drunk pilot. I love competition, constructing a composition of destruction, putting Destructicons in a composition. I'm Optimus Prime, trucking your boulevard, just wishing that a star screams so I can go on a bombing mission. You raise the bar high, I set the bar higher. You gonna learn no inferno scorch a bonfire.
Oh my god! What? What? Are you kidding me? Tell me they ain't bars. I dare somebody say they ain't bars.
They ain't bars. You make Kendrick sound like Soulja Boy.
Slaughterhouse.
He made Kendrick sound like... No, I can't go that far.
Bow Wow.
It went that far.
Fuck
it. He made Kendrick look like Birdman. There I said it.
That's worse than Soulja Boy.
He made Kendrick look like Birdman.
There's only one thing to say after that.
Slaughterhouse G.
Wow, Slaughterhouse is definitely in the building. Yo, big up to everybody in Detroit. You know what I'm talking about? Yo, what the fuck is going on with Detroit? How does a big-ass city like that claim bankruptcy anyway? How do you do that? That's a nigga town for sure. That's a nigga town for sure. You know what I'm saying? Anytime the whole city just say, you know what, fuck it, I'm not paying my bills. that's a nigga city for real, though. But, yo, big ups to everybody in Detroit. Yo, I went up to Detroit last year or it was earlier this year, one of the two. And that was one thing I have to say about the 313, because I believe that's their area code, is I feel like every female in there, you have to have a big ass to actually live in that city. When I had went up there with some of my people, man, we had went up there to that mall, and I swear it was either something in the water, something in the air, but something happened. You have to have a fat-ass bubble. So there was a chick who walked in there. Her name was Ashley, and I had to introduce myself because her ass came in 3 minutes after she did. I couldn't believe it, but I feel like Arabic people, nerds, Liberians, everybody had ass. Everybody, white girls, Puerto Ricans, anybody. Everybody had ass. Nerds, moms, grandmas, everybody had ass in there, though. So, yo, big up to Detroit, though, because I definitely cannot, I cannot stay away. I'll be back there soon. Yeah, I'll be back there.
All right, now you're cut. All right, Lyric, now you're cut, because I got to get into my headline.
All right, here we go.
Now,
enough about ass.
Now, the rest of the headline. God, I love that.
Intro.
I did do my headline.
Intro.
But yeah.
Okay.
I am Chris Catalyst, and this are the headlines. All right. Now, Miley. Oh, Miley.
You mean Poppin' Miley?
Miley. Oh, Miley. Miss Miley Cyrus.
Oh, that Miley. Okay. All right.
I would just say it because I don't know how to set it up. Miley Cyrus is on the remix to Ain't Worrying About Nothing. I'm going to just say, put it out there like that. Bam. She's on French Montana. She was French Montana put up a video of her right after she recorded her verse, him and her in the studio on doing the studio performance of it. Who got anything to say on it?
You can't bring that up after we talk about this whole Kendrick Lamar thing.
Yeah, I feel like we are going backwards. I'm with Flame on that one. What the fuck? Yo, Miley is just out there exploring life right now. This is what you do when you get rich and you just are young as shit. And you just want to hang around a whole bunch of rappers. This is what you do. You do exactly what Miley Cyrus is doing. So she's doing everything to try to get attention. And you know what? After the twerking video, where she absolutely had no ass whatsoever. But I enjoyed it. But at the same time, I'm not giving her any type of attention though. So we can move on to the next one. Miley Cyrus, do something with your life.
Kill it.
All right. Stevie J has a new baby mama. And it's not Jocelyn or Mimi. It's a new chick.
Wow.
It's a new chick. Now, this girl, I'm going to need black. I think black parents should have, like, need somebody to look over their children's name before they even name them. I need them to have a white person in the room before they even name their kids. Because why is this girl's name is Promise B. May?
Her name is what?
Promise B. May.
Promise B. May?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Promise B. May. No, I don't even know what to say about that. Normally, I'm not even. Normally I got a lot to say, but it's not one on that one. You know, just crazy ass names are definitely to come about. But yeah, I definitely agree with you. But next time that they're gonna name somebody, I think they should have a gathering that will go something like this, and have everybody come around and let's just bow our head. Fucking name, okay? Lord, let's stop black people from making asses of themselves, please, Lord, in your Jesus name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Black people got to stop doing stupid shit like that. When you got, like, 7 syllables and you're not from Iraq, there's no fucking reason that you should have that many syllables in your name or just have a stupid-ass name like that in general. All right. What else do we have going on in these headlines of the times?
All right. Blame your boy, Russell Simmons. He's in the headlines.
Oh, man. What are you doing?
Uncle Russ
is in trouble. Uncle Russ is in trouble. Okay.
What happened?
As y'all know, if y'all don't know, ADD, All Def Digital, is his company. And on the site,
He put up a parody of a porno as a comedy skit. But the subject line was kind of controversial. Why it was controversial? Because it was a comedy skit of a Harriet Tubman porno.
What?
Yeah. Uncle Russ put on All Def Digital a comedy skit of a Harriet Tubman sex tape.
A Harriet Tubman sex tape?
Don't believe me? Don't believe
what?
Go, don't go believe, don't believe me? Go on Facebook. Facebook.com/thisshowNTB. The link is right on the link is right on the page. Go
Wait,
ahead.
I'm still trying to grasp this. A Harriet Tubman sex tape.
Yeah.
All right. That's you know what? That's
this is something else that you can't bring up after the whole Kendrick Lamar thing. Like,
yeah, that's
you setting us back, though.
I told you the headlines were crazy. I wanted to save the Kendrick. I wanted to save the Kendrick thing till the end of the headlines, but Lyric jumped the gun.
Damn, by the way, I'm sorry. I had to talk my shit. I'm sorry, but I'm actually regretting that I ever did, because I would rather get that out the way first. You know what I'm saying? That's just definitely what I, every time that I think about Harriet Tubman, though, that's, you know, it's, yeah, I
know
really
everybody
thought about her in a sexual way.
I know everybody who's listening right now is just like, what?
Like what's the Underground Railroad like?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying every time that I think about Harriet Tubman, though, I'm like, every time that I thought about Harriet Tubman, though, from now on, it's just going to be like, I don't think about the struggle anymore. I don't think about the things that black people have overcome. Now, what the fuck is wrong with Uncle Russ? Uncle Russ.
Think about the struggle
life.
No more?
I don't know. I keep thinking about Harriet Tubman, and every time that I do, this happens. It's just, okay. I'm thinking about her old slave ass, old whip ass. Oh, yeah. Oh,
who's running
his
website? Like, I can't even put that on him. I've not even looked at what goes up on his website. Like, who's in charge of that?
Oh, yeah, Harriet Tubman, baby. Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's crazy.
Let's run
crush,
for it, baby. Let's
crush
run.
You going to hell.
Let's run for us.
I'm not going to hell.
You going to hell, Crush.
How
the
am
Illuminati
I going to
is
hell?
On your ass. The Illuminati is on your ass.
Oh, yeah, Harriet Tubman.
Say that word.
What freedom,
I'm saying that word?
Illuminati.
Oh, Harriet.
Illuminati.
Peanut butter.
Oh, Miss Tubman. where'd your bra go? Oh, where'd your bra go?
Yo, man.
Ew,
you got any red lines?
I'm just trying to figure out what the fuck Russ was even thinking to bring something like that.
Speaking of Russell, we do not have to worry about this whole Kendrick Lamar situation anymore, because the top nigga in New York has now said they're about to go in the booth and respond. So New York, the whole King of New York thing is about to be done, because he just tweeted not too long ago that he's going in the booth and he got New York.
Who said that?
JoJo Simmons.
Oh, my God.
He said he got New York.
By one of the Skull Gang niggas. He can't say shit.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
JoJo needs to sit his stupid ass down.
Maybe he's going to get Diggy the Ghost right for him.
How does the crowd feel about JoJo being the King of New York? Yeah, me too.
Kill that nigga.
Come on, son. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
That's crazy, yo. Like, what makes... Oh, man, I don't know.
You know what? Since we are talking about heated debates and battles, we're going to get into the headlines with the battle section. Yes. we have two battles to debate tonight. We have Couture. We have coming out of King, Queen of the Ring, Couture and Norma Bates. And then we coming out of URL, Shrek. We have Shrek Cuz versus D-Magic. I think we're going to start off with Couture and Norma Bates. Now, my brothers, have y'all got the chance to look at these battles tonight?
Shit.
Nah, I
knew
it was
something I was
making.
I knew it was something I meant to do.
Y'all both.
I ain't seen the Queen of the Ring yet.
Yo, Harry, you're telling me had me running from my freedom. I got a little tied up.
I hate both of y'all niggas. And then, anyway, well, Couture, hands down, killed Norma Bates. It was, I don't know what's going on with this no backing out, but the rookies have been killing the vet. Like, the only rookie that didn't kill her vet was Miss Merck. Miss Merck and Farrah, that was the only debatable battle. Other than that, official killed K Profit. Jay Smooth killed who the fuck did Jay Smooth battle? Jay Smooth killed Star Smiles. And Couture killed Norma Bates. Like,
no, Couture, that's the one that body battled, right?
Yeah. No, that's the one Jada battled.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got you. Yeah.
Couture killed Norma. Like, this is the first battle Couture actually really, really impressed me. Her steps were just like punch, punch, punch. Like, she was really hitting. Like, she was generally super snapping. Like, she was definitely in rare form. I got to give it to her. So, on that one, I give it to Couture 3-0.
Yo, Crush, you got to post those up on Twitter, man.
Oh, that most definitely. I'm going to definitely post them on. I'm going to definitely post them on the show Twitter and everything. You can follow the show on Twitter, /nextablow. Hold on. You can catch us on Twitter, twitter.com/theshowNTB. Everything is the show NTB. So, yeah. Next up, coming out of Smack, URL, Charlie Clips versus B motherfucking Magic.
Hold on. Every time that you say Smack, you know you got to say it a certain way or it just don't go.
Okay. The URL is Smack.
Yeah.
We got Charlie Clips and B motherfucking Magic. You know what I mean? Charlie Clips coming out of Harlem, New York. B Magic coming out of St. Louis. Now, I say this. I say Charlie got it. Third round and the second round. But the first round is debatable. I cannot call that first round for nothing. I've watched the battle 3 times already. I cannot call that first round. But the second and the third round, Charlie.
Damn.
Blaine, what you saying?
I give it to B Magic.
How?
I'm going with.
Huh?
How?
Because I gave him the first. I gave him the first and the second. Well, I gave him the second and third, my bad.
How you give him the second and the third?
Clips was so damn boring in the third. Like, I don't know.
Magic only had like 2 punches in the third. What are you talking about? He only had like 2 punches.
I don't even know if Clips had that.
Clips just broke down his, Clips broke down his whole style.
I wasn't
Clips broke down his whole style.
Personally, I wasn't impressed. I don't know.
I ain't been impressed with none of the Smack battles that came out in 03 except for the Surfer.
Really? Yeah. Queen of Ring is really like killing Smack right now. You're killing them.
All right, well, let me go ahead and say something about this. As far as Smack goes right now, y'all have to pay attention to the moves that he's making. I have a cousin down in Cincinnati who's really, really, really hard on the Smack battles right now, and he's letting me know everything that's going on with Smack. Hey, Smack is taking a commercial route, going to 106 in Park, having some of the contestants on the Smack battles actually appearing on, what, Wildin' Out? Right now, though, they are spreading out and going places right now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what to say as far as, you know, if that's killing the competition or is that killing the hype as far as the battles go, but I think it's only getting better, though, because these people, and like I said, I'm glad that Kendrick actually did his thing right now because lyrics are actually coming back to the game. You got battle rappers who are going commercial right now, and, you know, they're going to keep it street, but they're going to keep it a cleaner type of street. That is always a good thing. Lyrics are actually
speaking of that, it was actually a battle rapper that's claiming he's the reason that that Kendrick even put the whole King of New York shit in there. The boy Daylight said he was in the studio with Kendrick, and Kendrick was trying to figure out shake the game up or whatever. He told Kendrick to put that line in there. And he was hesitant at first because, you know what I mean, the whole East and West Coast thing can get a little out of hand. And he said he ended up putting it in there, you know what I mean? So if that's true, battle rap, man,
wait, Fleen. See, you got to take that with a grain of salt because if anybody don't know the battle culture and don't know Daylight, for the people who know Daylight, they're going to take that with a grain of salt because Daylight is, what can I say about Daylight? Daylight is a character.
It's nighttime right now, though.
Say what?
Daylight.
It's nighttime right now.
And his last couple battles, Daylight has dressed up as Michael Jackson. He has dressed up as Batman and has stripped. In a battle.
Yeah, he's the king of shock value. So I wouldn't put it past him.
All right, so I'm glad I haven't seen that shit yet, though, because y'all talking about a grown man stripper doing a rap battle and shit, though. I'm pretty happy I didn't see that shit. Why did that happen? I don't know. Would I like to talk about it in depth? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Let's talk about the Smack girls, though. Let's talk about the in-between... The number girls, or should I? But what the fuck do you call those? The showgirls who show, hold up the numbers.
The ring girls.
Talk about the ring girls.
Oh,
we need to get
one
of them.
Blue hair? Oh my god! That one with the light skinned girl with the blue hair? Oh my god!
Her. No, how about we get one of those on the show? How about we get one of them girls on the show? We can do that, can't we?
Oh, hold on, wait. No, I can't. Damn. I can't even say that yet.
Yeah.
We had a great show
next week.
Well, we're planning on a great
next
show
week might
next
be a
week.
Good show.
Next week might be a very good show, but we still need confirmation. So I can't say nothing yet. Damn it! Why?
Yo, no Crush.
Hmm?
Crush, what you think about that? The Slaves and Daylight battle coming
up? Oh my god! That's going to be, I want to see the old Daylight there. I really want to see the old Daylight. I don't want to see none of the animated antics. I want to see, like, that gutter in your face Daylight like he used to be. Like, I want to see that. Because if he's going to get bodied by Severus if he comes with those crazy-ass antics. I want to see the gutter Daylight.
I don't think he has a choice.
He really does.
You gotta have bars. You gotta bring
them
with bars.
Come hard. He's the most Severus, and Daylight was right. Like when he said in the blood, Severus is the most feared most feared battler in the game right now. No, everybody's scared to battle him.
What?
Yeah.
Like, yo, everybody's scared to battle him.
But you know what? You know what? I want to talk about for a second the most, or the prettiest, the most beautiful battle rapper that I know right now, and we need to bring her back onto the show because you know who I'm talking about, the one and
Bonnie.
Only.
Bonnie.
Bonnie. Bonnie. Hey,
don't worry, Bonnie. Don't worry, Bonnie's coming back because Bonnie is doing tracks with me, and Bonnie's doing tracks with Flame. So once we get that back, go get those tracks back. She's gonna be back on the show. Trust
damn,
me.
I'm feeling left out.
That's already, situated. You don't gotta worry about that. Shout out to Bonnie. Matter of
damn,
fact,
shout out to the photo shoot.
Matter of fact, yeah, shout out to that. Shadowy Media, baby, all day.
Yo, I'm about to go shout her out on Twitter right now, man. Bonnie be having it popping. You know what I'm saying? Bonnie be having it popping. But, yo,
we want to get into some Bonnie right now because I haven't played Bonnie in, well, since last week. But still, we show Bonnie
since
love.
Since last week.
He's my favorite guest ever.
With good reason. With good reason. Oh, hold on. Better than chocolate? Damn, I didn't mean to put you on a spot like that. You know what? Plead the fifth. I ain't even asked that question. I'm sorry. I didn't put my man out like that.
She gonna ask me now. I hope you know this. Thank you, Lyric. You know what? I'm so glad this is a one-week thing.
Let me talk my shit.
Because you about to get me shot talking your shit.
Sorry about that. Yeah, my bad.
Anyway,
all right,
we about to get into this Bonnie Godiva. I'm that bitch. We'll be right on the show. Next to Blow. Leg out.
You know, I don't really understand why you call yourself a bitch. I mean, that's such a derogatory term, you know? Bitch, I'm a young savior, resurrected from the manger. Float on point because I'm sharper than a razor. I don't let my money talk, look at his behavior. When it come to presidents, it suit me like a blazer. Now these niggas chicken for me like they need a favor. $1 million sandals in a pocket full of Hamiltons. If you think you the one, call me Mr. Anderson. Center of attention, they just trying to get a scandal in. Because I'm goody-goody, but I've been bad. Make them do a double take, twin bad. Since hoops in the ears, ten bad. I had them throwing all their money in my gym bag. Old school rich, yeah, I gotta keep it retro. Can't find cars like mine at an expo. Show you how to swipe more cars in the metro. Then I let your ex know I'm on to my next though. XOXO, Bonnie be the realest. LOL, smiley face, kisses to you bitches. Seven-figure digits in my jeans, so religious. No wonder why I act too big for my bitches. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. All you bitches hating on me when you feeling it. You got no idea who you dealing with. Be real with it. I know you really feeling it. But I don't really give a fuck about your feelings, bitch. I'm ill with it. Downright ill with it. And I'ma kill it till you know it ain't no healing this shit. Body laid track down like Remy. Gotta keep it flowing till I'm flowing at the levee. Tired of all these niggas saying, Bonnie, you ain't ready. Play the beat and I'ma put it down like it's heavy. Gotta get it all from the 100 to the penny. And when I say it all, I ain't trying to leave them any. Why they in the streets throwing money like a Betty? I'ma run up on a bitch for a Gucci Louis Fendi. Probably even take a boyfriend if you let me. Now you downtown sounding like you drowned in spaghetti. Damn, Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. Bonnie, why you always on the other shit? Chill, why you yelling at my government? Yeah, I know you like the style, I know you loving it. I'm sick with it, I ain't even gotta rub it in. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. You already know what time it is. Time for me to show you niggas what rhyming is. See, it's bitches like you that be calling bitches that be giving us bitches a bad name. I mean, who do you even think you are, bitch? You ain't fly. Like, what kind of bitch calls herself funny? Like, didn't she get shot like 20 times? Like, what's fly about that, bitch?
Yeah, I've been looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican. From different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
watch out for my blitz. Part of my Spanish and part of my French. My daughter makes fuckers look Cartier rich. Doing they grinding, they get to the lick. That money I spent was just for your rent. I bought a Bugatti, I do it again. Get to the lick. Spending that money you use for your rent. Bought a Bugatti, I do it again and again and again. No, we ain't friends. Go with your wife, girl, that live in the sea. I be with haters, we rolling this. Taco girl next to my click in this bitch. Took a few lots to get on this shit. 106, that's 8 my sin. Stop by saying we in it to win. Fuck, we leaving them breathless. Breathless. Hope they getting the message. Message. Step on the scene of my button, them jeans. Pockets is better than precious. I'm on this diet, eat to the lettuce. Got it at fatty, fuck with some cheddar. Ain't that your bastard, tell me who better.
Woo! I am free, let me slow it down. I am free, mind down. Got the other rabbit cause I'm free, mind down.
I'm hard body, poverty, got these records real mad. But you try to copy, that's fine by me. Cause they can't do it like me. I'm a fucked up, real wavy. You know I be in the back of the VIP. Drinking on the ACE, ha ha hee hee. Man, I win this feeling, going in my Bugatti.
I stay smoking on good Jamaican. I'm from different races. You get money, they started hating. I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I mean, a nigga like me for real. I fell asleep in a used Toyota.
What?
I was, you know what I'm saying? I just, that's what real niggas like me do. What the fuck happened to his old Bugatti, too? You know what I'm saying? That's one of my questions that never got answered.
I just want to know how you wake up in a new Bugatti. That's what I'm saying. Like, were you drugged and put in the car? Like, that's what
who
I'm
bought
trying
it?
To out.
Right. Who's the license plate registered to?
Exactly. But you gotta think about it. Like you gotta realize how that song went out, because he. You know how you coming out of slumber and you starting to register your thoughts again before you wake up and everything. He pissed off. He mad. I'm coming looking for you with Haitians. I keep smoking on that Jamaican like. And then he wake up and then look around. I woke up in a new Bugatti, man. He don't care about shit no more.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He don't give a damn. Yo, I got to say that this was a fucking good show tonight.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
well.
I want to get into this. These last callers. And everybody who's in the call log, please press that 1. Because in 2 minutes, you'll be, well, if you're listening live and everything, not off your cell phone, please call in and everything, because in 2 minutes you'll be locked out. And for the people who are in the queue, please press that 1 if you haven't already, so we can get talking to y'all and everything. Y'all can talk about the great debate that we're going back to tonight. And we're talking about the Kendrick Lamar saying he's the king of the game, pretty much.
Hey, yo.
This 302 number. 302-898. God, I love good, easy numbers, even though I fucked up on it a little bit. Shout out to dyslexia all day.
He said, shout out to dyslexia. Shout out to dyslexia.
Yes, I embrace my dyslexia.
How do you
shout out to dyslexia? Shout out to captions on TV.
Oh,
captions on TV made me read better. Shout out to captions.
This thing is dumb as shit. I've never heard anything like that. Like, shout out anorexia. You know what I'm talking about?
Shout out to all the bulimic bitches.
Hell nah. All right, man. Anyway, the caller was good.
I don't know. Call 302-898. You're live on the air. You're rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Egg out.
Yo.
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 What up?
Hey, yo, Flame.
Yo, what's good? Who this?
Man, you know who it is, niggas. Four stars. Akbar the General, man. Northside Finest. Stand up, man.
Oh, shit. What's good?
Yo,
yo,
I thought you had
good,
old
man. Huh?
Shadow E in the building. What's going on, man?
Big up Shadow E, man. Starting from the top, now we here, man. What up?
Shit,
yeah,
I thought you were
the Shadow E originals, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, so man, everything is love over here, man. Where you been at, man? I see you've been doing your big thing, man. Big up to you, too, man. Proud of you, too, man.
Thanks, fam. Thanks. You know how we do, man. We getting
hey, man, you started from that lunch table, nigga, beating on them boxes, man. Principal like, y'all need to cut that shit out. Nah, nigga, you need to get that mic up, homie.
Right, yo. Though, man. Hey, yo, shit. You a perfect person to, touch on this topic, man. What you think about the whole Kendrick Lamar shit?
Yo, on some real shit, like I just heard that shit today, yo, that nigga can't hold a candle to Cassidy, you know what I'm saying? I heard Cassidy dissed to that shit too, you know what I mean? But,
yeah,
you know, it's Kendrick Lamar, man. The game need it right now, man. This shit watered down, man. You got niggas running around here with skinny leg jeans on and shit. Motherfucking box haircuts with parts in them, like, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. We did that and done that, man. You know what I mean? Hip-hop need to be resurrected, man. You know what I'm saying? That real street shit, man.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
You know, I agree.
Yo, I first bit that real street shit, man. I can't talk about an Autobahn. I don't even know what the fuck that shit look like. You heard me? A Bugatti neither. You hear me? I got to talk about that real shit. You know what I mean? That box Crown Vic I might be driving in. You feel me?
Yeah.
Real shit, man.
Word.
You know,
so, yo, my man, so tell me this, man. So tell me this. What is New York to do now? What is New York to do now that Kendrick has said that? What do we do now? Where do we go?
Oh, man, Kendrick, the new Snoop that came through and crushed the buildings, man. Niggas got to stand up. Styles P, stand up. You know what I mean? Jada, stand up. And you know what I'm saying? Rappers like that need to come back. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's who we listen to, you know what I'm saying? Regardless of what they say out there, you know what I mean? Them your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, you know what I'm saying? So it's really nothing, man. Just the game need it in a way, and we need to stand up on the East Coast in a way and stop sneak thieving and biting each other and all that, man. We need to come together, man. The whole tri-state, DE especially, because we got a story to tell out there, you know what I mean? And the world need to hear it, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so yo, tell me this too, then. Tell me this, if it was your world, okay, if it was your world, and you had to pick three rappers to represent, you know, three rappers, one to represent the East Coast, one to represent the West Coast and the South, who would be your front runners? Who would be your people?
All right, my front runners would be right now, Styles P. I'll choose Kendrick Lamar from the West Coast right now because he's hot right now, and he's lyrically talented, you know what I'm saying? And far as down south, I'm not going with anybody that y'all know about that y'all be banging right now. I'm going with the boy Kevin Gates, you know what I'm saying? I'm out of Louisiana, man. The boy's fire.
Okay,
Kevin Gates. Y'all better look him up, man. Look him up, real shit. The boy's fire.
I'm writing all of this down, too, B.
Right now.
I'm writing all of this down right now, too.
So that's my top three right there.
Yeah. You the one that actually put me onto the whole West Coast shit back in the day.
Yeah, no
like,
doubt, man.
You the whole Corrupt and all that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that was your shit.
Oh yeah, you already know. And I lived out there for a minute. So I already know they swagging and they seen and all that, you know what I mean? So you know what I mean? I'm East Coast to the death, man. Shadow E to the death, man.
Definitely, yo. We got to link up this weekend, bro.
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely, man. I'm going to hit you on the book and give you my jack, man, so you can hit me, man.
That's
hey, yo, and tell the niggas in the booth. Tell the niggas in the booth. Look up the boy Kevin Gates, man. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yo, so tell us, man. Tell us where we can reach you. And say how we can reach you on Twitter. We can reach you on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, man. Y'all can reach me on Facebook, Kareem Primo Blue, man. Instagram me, Primo Vasquez, you know what I mean? From the Dirty Back Block. That's me, you know what I mean? And hit me up, man.
All right, no doubt. Y'all hear that, world? You know what I'm saying? Let's make this connection happen, though. We got
a definite pro East Coast homie on the line here. You know what I'm saying? We need more of those, too. You know what I'm saying? We need even more of those. I feel like they will come out of the blue here momentarily. It's going to be a good unity between everybody. Real coming from the real soon. Coming very, very soon.
Oh, yeah, I want to just give one special shout-out, man. Rest in peace to my baby girl, Monet, man. You gone, but you ain't forgot, man. I love you. 100. All
right. All right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, man. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. Yo, we got to get that out. So, man, that's what I'm saying. We got one more caller, though, till I – nobody mentioned this nigga yet, man. Nobody mentioned this nigga yet, and I'm still waiting. Let's take one more caller just to see. Just to see what we got.
Everybody else is scared.
Everybody else scared? That's all right, man. I'm
everybody else scared to press that one.
Damn, you can't be scared to press the one, though. But all I'm saying is, what's really good, though? Why is nobody mentioning my man?
Well, why don't you say who you think it is?
Yo, the dog. The dog. The motherfucking dog. Yes. Yes, nobody is mentioning my nigga, the dog, to run the East Coast. That would be my backup, for real, because, you know, money is smack the shit
he's
out of
me. He's my backup for Jadakiss. Then again, X still got it because, well, hold on, let me say this right quick. Flame, I fucking hate you. All right. Yeah. Flame. X still got it because he just performed in Philly, when was it, last Saturday?
The second, yeah.
Yeah, the second. And that thing tore it down. Flame was in the building, videotaping the whole thing. Flame kissed my ass, go to hell.
Actually, burning, it's ironic that he said that because I just got the editing that whole footage, so I'll be uploading it tonight.
Burn. Motherfucking dog, man. I was expecting niggas to say that a long time ago, man. Cause you know, like that for real. I almost feel like in the hip hop world, for real, DMX was the closest thing to pop that we've ever had thus far.
Yeah.
It was the closest thing to pop.
X is the reason why I started rapping in Jump Street. Really.
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to X.
As soon as I heard Get At Me, Dog, I was hooked.
Shout out to the whole Bloodline family, man. Big Stan, Cashmere, even Bird, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all of them, man.
Yo, where the fuck is X, man? Yo, can we get some... Yo, this is a one-week only thing, but y'all niggas about to make me come out of retirement, man. We about to get some motherfuckers back on here, dog. I wanna talk to Drag. You know what I'm talking about? I want to talk to Drag. I know Styles P. We could definitely get him on the line some way, somehow. Put a call out.
I can holler at Drag. Me and Drag's peoples. I can holler at Drag.
Okay. Yeah, I want to get Drag on here, man. I want to get some niggas on the West Coast. I would love to get Corrupt on here. I would love to get Daz Dillinger on here. Yeah, start to get some people resurrected. You know what I'm saying? As far as the South goes, I would like to talk to, what, Tila? We already talked to JT Money, didn't we? Me and Crush. See if we can get Trick Daddy on the line. You know, there's some niggas that we need to touch down with, man. I would love to get the nigga Mystical on here too. Wait for that nigga album to drop. Yo, there's so many old heads that's getting ready to come back out, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting for Shauna to come back out. Still waiting for the Brat to come out. It would be nice to have MJG A-Ball album out one more time.
I still remember spitting for them. Damn, I missed the Bad Boy Day.
See, there you go. Damn, yo, we need to bring it back, man. We need to bring the shit back. Yo, these niggas are greatly missed.
That was an honest spin for them in a cypher. Like, yo, that shit was crazy.
There you go. So, yo, we'll get that up, man.
Yo, Crush.
You know,
both of y'all. They I don't know if y'all seen it, but they just dropped a new the listing for the Guerrilla Warfare joint in October.
Oh, yeah, I already got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
hold
that
on,
lineup kind of crazy.
Yeah, it do look crazy. Hold on, I'm about to pull it back up and everything and break down all these battles. Come on, computer. Come on, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Come on, Chrissy. Yes, my computer
yeah,
name's Chrissy.
They got Johnny Clips and JC.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, is he talking to an actual person? What the fuck is going on with him?
Chrissy is my computer.
How does she, all right, how does she make you feel?
She kind of mad at me right now because she been on all day and she want to go to sleep.
Right,
she knows she got to work on Thursday, so I don't know why she acting like this. She knows
shit,
she works on Thursday, so I don't know why she acting like this. I don't know why she acting all aggy.
Yo, again, man, yo, shout out to everybody in Ohio real quick while I got the time to do so while crushing his computer arguing about something. Yo, shout out to everybody in Ohio.
My baby's got herself together. Thank you, Chrissy. Anyway, we got Charlie Clips and JC. Now, that's a battle. Now, I like that battle because we were talking about this last week. JC got the most bodies of this year, hands down. Like, every battle, like, I can't name a battle that he lost this year. So...
He lost one, I think, of this year.
So going against somebody like Charlie Clips is definitely a good look. DNA versus Midwest Mob. I don't like that too much. I think DNA is going to kill him.
You think so?
I think DNA is going to kill him.
I'm so damn tired of
like,
DNA.
Because, like, think about Miles in the last battle, Straight Bars joint. He wasn't Miles. Like, he wasn't him. So maybe it was, like, a ring rust or something. But if he comes with that, the DNA, he's going to get bodied. Easy. Like, the only reason he lucked up in the Straight Bars is because he had somebody like Bones Vagante. Bones Vagante hasn't battled on the main stage in a minute as well. So he had ring rust. So, but you're going against somebody that's conditioned as DNA. Yeah, you might get yourself body. Now, Big Cannon and Cortez. Big Cannon's going to body Cortez. Then again, wait. Okay, I'm going to start giving Cortez a little bit of credit because he bodied Disaster. I'm going to start giving Cortez some credit because now he at least has one battle that he actually won. I don't know. What you saying on it, Swing?
Oh, what, that battle or all of them?
Yeah, Big Cannon and Cortez.
On that one, I think Cannon probably going to take it.
He's definitely going to take it. But
yeah,
I'm not
going to
say
it. But at the same time, like, when's the last time he had a battle besides the unreleased joint? You know what I mean? And Cortez, he on a little roll right now, so that should be interesting. You know what I'm saying?
A one battle roll.
You got to start somewhere.
True.
DNA and Midwest Miles, I ain't really looking forward to. I don't care about DNA at all. Like, I'm tired of DNA.
You DNA'd out. You said that.
Yeah, the Clips and JC joint, man. I think JC probably going to take it. I think this is going to be the battle of that position. To be considered more in the top tier. Even though
I think that's going to be the most debatable one. Charlie and JC is going to be the debatable one.
You think so? I think Cannon and Chilla Jones might be too.
Yeah, Young Cannon and Chilla, that's the last battle of the main card. Young Cannon and Chilla Jones. Yeah, that's going to be. I'm kind of getting worn out of Chilla Jones' schemes though. And Cannon. The thing about Cannon is he's fast paced. I don't know if Chilla can keep up with him, because his slowed down and slowed down and smooth. Now Cannon is fast paced and punch, 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 punch. Cannon might box him out. That's the thing. You can't really scheme with punchers, because you'll lose. You'll lose regardless. Because if you going punch, 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 everybody gonna have this. Everybody gonna see them punches. You gotta sit back and listen to a scheme. A scheme is nice, but if that's your whole arsenal, you gotta have more. You just gotta have more. And that's the thing about Chilla. Chilla needs more than just scheme. Because if he keeps getting set up with punchers, he's just gonna get knocked out every time.
I mean, but he only really lost one battle, right? Which is the DNA.
Yeah, but and a debate, this is the most debatable battle of this year. Him and JC, and JC was punching like crazy.
Yeah, but he also was calling haymakers at JC. So
if you was if you punching, his schemes were to a point where it was good in that battle, but you can't scheme all the time because people are going to just get tired of it.
He snapped that whole battle, dog. He crazy. You can punch all day. De La Hoya punched all day, but his punches ain't hurt nobody. You can punch all day all you want. You can have 60 punches, but if he hits you with 3 good haymakers, you're done. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good mix-up. You know what I'm saying? His type of style, he'll lose in person, but when it transfers over on camera, it's a different story. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of hard to tell. And yeah, to be honest, Young Cannon, he throw a lot of punches, but a lot of the shit don't really connect. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think he really fully recovered from the 3-7 massacre.
Are they legal? They approved it?
What?
Hold on, wait. We might have a breaking headline right now. Because.
Oh, yeah,
shout out
right
to
now.
Delaware. Shout out to Delaware.
Huh?
Oh, bullshit. Right now, I'm watching the news right now, and they're talking about putting some restriction on medicinal marijuana in Delaware. Damn. Hold on, I'm saying it like I still smoke. I really said that like I still smoke. I really don't care. I ain't blowing the ganja no more. But it is what it is. Damn, we lost Lyric.
Really?
Oh, well. Yep. Well, shout out to Lyric for coming through and helping us out this week and bringing his jackass ways back to the show. But now I'm taking back over.
You got to come back more often.
Huh?
So he definitely got to, you know what I mean, come back more often, man.
No, he don't.
Yeah, he do, man. That shit was entertaining tonight, nigga.
I know. I'm a chill. But shout out to my boy, Lyric. Flame!
What up?
Ready to call it tonight?
Yeah, it's about that time.
It's about that time?
Yeah, it's definitely about that time.
I think that, I'm stupid. I can't close that night off yet. Because I haven't played the other song yet.
What's the other song?
The other song about the certain person.
Ooh.
Or should I save that to next week? And in case we have our extravaganza.
Oh yeah, that'd be perfect for next week.
Oh, it'd be perfect for next week.
Yeah, I mean.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say that.
That is based around that topic.
True. I'm really mad. I'm gonna be the subject of this week, next week. Why do I have to always? You know what? I can't stand Jew. I can't stand Nitty, and I can't stand AC. And I'm gonna tell y'all why. Because y'all find it so interesting to bring my personal life into radio. All y'all can go to hell right now. And I say that with love. All y'all can go to hell, and I say it with love. Damn, jackass. But yeah. Until next week. Well, like I said, I need to stop saying. Well, if we're here next week, we're planning out something for next week. So it's going to be an extravaganza that everybody's going to love. Trust me. Y'all going to love it.
For what?
But until then, flame is time.
It is time.
It's time. It's that time.
Indeed.
They don't know it's time, but it's that time. Chris the Cat.
Give them that time, man.
Hold on. Oh, I'm stupid. I didn't even do. Go ahead. Spit your shout outs and everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, there's O Flame Shadowing T, man. Y'all can reach me at Gorilla Flame on Twitter. Shadow E Media on Instagram, The Little Flame on Instagram, O Flame fan page on Facebook, YouTube.com/O Flame. Shit, man, The Little Flame, O Flame, just Google it, man. ReverbNation.com/O Flame. MySpace, That Nigga O Flame. All that, man, just holler at me. I'm very accessible.
And y'all know what it is, Mr. Everything, the Cold War Chiller, Shadow E Gorilla, Crush the Cattle. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware, because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. And y'all know my part in words. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself, so cherish yourself every day, because you never know when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Reverb Nation, MySpace, Instagram, Ubu and Skype, only females if you bout that life. Yeah, it's Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. So, now, it's time. O'Flame. Maverick, bump him. He's irrelevant because this is my track. Crush the Catalyst, featuring.
Yeah, but I'm
O'Flame.
You want it, nigga. I Kendrick Lamar'd you. I Kendrick Lamar'd you,
nigga.
Nigga,
you did not. Whatever.
I Kendrick Lamar'd you, nigga.
I killed you.
I bodied you.
You was begging to be on the track after I spit my flames.
Nigga, you asked me.
You was begging to be on the track. You was begging to be on the track.
I bodied you with a throwaway.
You were begging to be on the track. You talking about
I bodied you with a throwaway.
You got a second verse. You should let me get on it. Yeah.
I bodied you with something I wrote in 2011, nigga.
Whatever, nigga. I killed you.
Son.
Begging to be on the track. Begging to be on the track. Anyway, look out for the video coming soon.
I'm the king of Cold War, nigga.
I'm the Lord of Shadow Wheat, nigga. Say
yeah,
so. I run Shadow Wheat.
Yeah, I. You better run this radio show. Play the damn song.
Cut the cat, this featuring No Flame. It's time.
Dice.
since Nick the Blow. I've been showing my ass, and now we back on deck. Yeah. Beheading the so-called best. Yeah. CW, Shadow, we start signing our